Krishna Kipurit Amar by William Grinnell. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. Chapter 26. How to know whether a mercy comes to us by common providence or as a gracious answer to prayer resolved. The last thing Satan abuses the Christian with to make him doubtful of the acceptance of his prayer and also to question when a mercy is given in after prayer, whether it comes as a gracious answer to it or no, is this, that the wicked themselves have many and those the same temporal mercies issued out unto them by the hand of common providence without prayer, which he receives. Now sayest Satan, how knowest thou that thy mercies come to thee as an answer of thy prayer, and not at the door of common providence with them? For the extricating thee out of this snare, thou must know that we are not to expect extraordinary ways to determine this, but must satisfy ourselves with what light the Word of God affords, which is able to resolve not only this, but all our cases of conscience. It is true that God does sometimes cast in some such circumstances as bring in evidence with them that the mercy flies to us on the wings of prayer, as when upon Abraham's servant praying at the well for God's gracious conduct and help to dispatch his master's business prosperously, that Rebecca should presently come forth and by her kind carriage and invitation so fitly answer the mold of his prayer. Here God declared to his very sense that his prayer found the right way to heaven, when upon prayer the mercy is thus cast in strangely and suddenly, without the concurrency of second causes, yea, when they all lie under a visible sentence of death, and the thing is put beyond the activity of their spiritual work. Thus, when the apostles healed the sick upon a short prayer, darted up to heaven. When Peter knocked at the door where the church was praying for him, what but prayer bound his keeper's senses so fast in the chains of sleep, and made those with which Peter was bound to fall off without any hand to help but heaven's? What made the iron gate so officious to open to him that had no key in his hand to unlock it? Surely we must confess prayer opened heaven's door, and heaven, as a church's prayer, opened the prison door. Yet it is as true that more commonly mercies that are won by prayer come not with this pomp and observation, but at converting grace often steals into the hearts of some with less terror and noise of humiliation than it doth in others, so truly do answers to prayer, and more commonly come with more silence and in the ordinary road by the concurring help of second causes. As a Christian praying for the temporal provisions of this life, God answers his prayer by blessing his diligence and his calling. The sick Christian praying hath his food and psyche thereby sanctified, and so recovers. Now, though God hath left him at liberty either to send his mercies by secondary hands, or when he pleadeth to be the messenger himself and bring them in an extraordinary way, yet hath he not left us at liberty to leave the extraordinary road and neglect the means under a pretense of expecting extraordinary ways to have our desires. Now, as to this ordinary way of giving in mercies in answer to prayer, first inquire whether thou who didst put up the prayer be in a covenant state. When God gives a mercy in answer to prayer, he is said to remember his covenant, Psalms 105, verse 8, and to be mindful of his covenant, Psalms 111, verse 5. His eye is first on the person, taking notice whether it is his child or no. Then his ear is open to his cry, Psalms 34, verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Who art thou, my son, saith Isaac to Jacob before he gave him the blessing. If God sees thou art not his child, and his eyes are not dim like old Isaac's, that he can be deceived, thy prayer is not accepted. Indeed, neither canst thou and all thy that state pray, in a gospel sense, nor God graciously bid thy prayer welcome. For the spirit of prayer is a covenant grace and interest in the mediation of Christ, a covenant privilege, without both which no prayer is accepted. God hears not any that have not His Spirit to pray in them, and His Son to pray for them. And none have these but such as are in a covenant state. Secondly, inquire what thy frame of heart was in the duty of prayer, and also after its performancy. That not being in a covenant state will prove that prayer was not heard, and consequently that the mercy received came not as a gracious answer to it, but thy being in a covenant state is as an insufficient ground for thee to conclude that this particular prayer which that thou puttest up is accepted, because there may intervene something to hinder the present benefit of this privilege which is annexed to thy covenant state. For though thy state be good, yet thy present frame and behavior may be naught. Thou mayest, though a child of God, be under fresh guilt and defilement as yet unrepentant of. Now in this case, God can shut His door upon His child. As a saint, thou hast a right to all the promises of the covenant, but as thou art a saint under guilt or the defilement of any sin that thou hast not yet repented of, thou art not fit to enjoy that thou hast a right as a saint. God does not disinherit thee indeed, but He separates the promise from thee, and the rent of it shall not be paid to thee till thou renewest thy repentance and faith on the Lord Jesus for the pardon of it. Thy God will choose a fitter time than this is to signify His love to thee. The leper under the law was to stand off till purified. And so will thy God turn His back on thy prayer till thou art cleansed of thy sin. Again, suppose thou art a saint, and hast not thus defied thyself with any gross sin, yet thy graces may not be exercised in the duty of prayer. Happily thou didst pray, but no faith or fervency were in it. There may be grace in the heart, but none in the duty. In such a prayer shall not speed. The promise is to the saint exercising his faith and fervency in prayer. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James 5:16. Ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. Lastly, though thou wert stirred up in prayer, yet, maybe, thy heart was not raised up to rely on God after prayer for an answer. Then we pray in faith, when we so take hold of God by faith in prayer, as to wait and stay ourselves upon God for a return of mercy from Him. Now, by all these together thou mayest resolve the question whether thou art in a covenant state and liest not in any known sin unrepented of. If thou prayest fervently through faith on God, so as to stay thy soul upon Him for an answer, though accompanied with many weaknesses and staggerings, truly, thou mayest without presumption conclude that the mercy which finds thee in this orderly manner waiting upon God comes as a gracious answer to thy prayer. We do not fear to break open a letter when we find our name in the superscription directing it to us. Search the promises, and thou shalt find them directed by name to thee who prayest thus. End of chapter 26.